Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is May 8th. As the second leading producer of uranium in the world, Canada has seen a plethora of junior mining companies enter the region eager for a slice. In this episode, we look at two of these companies as they gear up for the summer. Up first, Labrador Uranium has entered into a definitive agreement with Valour Metals with plans to acquire the Angalak Uranium Project in Nunavut. Second, an update from Canalaska's recent drill results. Managing Director and Head of Equity Research David Talbot is here to update us on this latest news. David, what's top of mind for you?
Thank you for that introduction. I'm David Talbot, Head of Research here at Red Cloud Securities, and I'm here with our 43rd installment of our Research Roundtable, which is a series of brief comments from the Red Cloud research team. I'd like to speak about a couple of our uranium names this week, Labrador Uranium and, again, Canalaska Uranium. Let's start with Labrador Uranium, or LUR, on the TSX Venture. We have a buy rating and have increased our target to $1.35. Labrador is a banking client of Red Cloud Securities. Now, Labrador Uranium has entered into a definitive agreement with Valour Metals. We also recommend Valour with the buy and 60-cent target. Labrador plans to acquire 100% interest in the Angalak Uranium Project in Nunavut. This is a project that I've been following for about 11 or 12 years now. With resources of 43 million pounds already, Angalak has exceptional expansion potential. Labrador is to pay $3 million in cash and issue 100 million shares to Valour, and it has an option agreement to earn an initial 10% interest by funding $3.5 million to cover immediate exploration costs needed to prepare for summer drilling. Angalak is one of the largest and highest grade uranium projects in Canada outside of Saskatchewan. At 43 million pounds, it is second in size behind the nearby Kigavik project. And at 0.7% grade, it's second only to Matouche. This deal provides geographical diversification to its expanding portfolio, which is largely situated in the central mineral belt of Labrador. We view this acquisition as accretive and believe that Labrador is getting more than what it paid for. The $43 million acquisition price is about half the $87 million value that we provide for the project. We also see Labrador Uranium changing the direction of Angalak, with less focus on grassroots discoveries and early-stage drilling, and more focus on expanding high-grade resources on that LAC 50 trend, with an eye of proving up economics and perhaps fast-tracking the project to production. This could be transformative for Labrador. The shareholder vote is coming up for Valour, and we'd expect the deal to close soon after that. It will gain a lot of new uranium shareholders that already have an interest in the project. John Jentz was also appointed CEO. He has extensive mining operations and managerial experience, and Labrador Uranium will actually be rebranding to Latitude Uranium to reflect its wider geographical presence. In the meantime, Labrador will continue to expand resources in the central mineral belt and seek new discoveries there. We do believe Labrador Uranium is currently undervalued relative to its peers, and given this resource expansion, additional exposure, we believe re-rating could be on its way. Next up is Canalaska Uranium. We said a couple weeks ago that Canalaska is one of our favorite Athabasca exploration companies. It's CVV on the TSX Venture, and we have a speculative buy rating for the stock. Last time we spoke, Canalaska had intersected high-grade unconformity uranium mineralization at its 25% owned Moon Lake South JV with Denison. Now that's a different project than its Pike discovery on the West MacArthur JV with Cameco that we'll speak of next. But those Moon Lake South assays included 1.4% over 7.8 meters, and that included almost 3% over 3.1 meters, and those are the best results to date on that property. Uranium mineralization is now confirmed with multiple zones along a 4-kilometer trend, and that remains open. And the good news continued last week. Canalaska announced results from its winter drill program at what we believe is its flagship project, MacArthur West, the JV. Uranium was hit in 6 of 9 holes, including stepouts that were 100 meters and 160 meters northeast of the original Pike Zone basement discovery. Now, we have 3 takeaways from these very positive results. First of all, Pike Zone basement mineralization was extended. Now, while grades and widths weren't as high as prior, intercepts of about 0.6% over 2.3 meters and 1.4% over 4 meters, which includes over 7% over half a meter, are pretty good grades. And the basement-hosted pike zone still remains wide open. The second takeaway, and this one might be even more important, is that unconformity mineralization was identified for the first time. Three holes returned uranium over 160 meters of strike. Grades range from 0.13 to 0.37%, and that's over 2 to 3 meters thickness. Alteration and structural deformation is strong here. And the reason why we like this development, probably even more so than the assays, is that it provides potential for unconformity-style mineralization on the property. This style of mineralization is noted for its large, high-grade deposits on the eastern side of the basin, and that includes MacArthur River, Cigar Lake, Phoenix, Hurricane, and others. Finally, new priority targets have also been identified. Uranium mineralization is open along trend in both directions, and the basement rocks just below this new unconformity shows a large gap in drilling, and that area is directly northeast of the Pike Zone itself. The Pike Zone discovery of last year hit 2.4% uranium over 9 meters and 4% over 2.3 meters, with individual assays of over 25%. Its basement-hosted uranium looks exactly like you'd see at the Eagle Point Mine or Millennium Project. The Pike Zone, 42 Zone, and this new unconformity mineralization is a long trend of Cameco's 68 million pound Fox Lake deposit that grades at a very high 8% uranium. Two recent discoveries is very positive for a company with a market cap of about 35 million bucks, and we don't believe they're done. So we expect Canalaska to increase its interest in MacArthur as it funds the entire $10 million budget for 2023, and expect lots of news from that project. So we'll keep watching this company, expecting it to expand both its basement-hosted and unconformity mineralization. While basement-hosted mineralization might be easier to mine, especially at depth, we note the largest and highest grade deposits in the uranium world occur at the unconformity. Thanks. That's all we have this week. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to access our research portal, to read full disclosures, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.